This is Dr. Sachdeva. SACHDEVA, address 175, North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California. Dictating a consultation note on patient Sophia Lee. First name is Sophia, S-O-P-H-I-A. Last name is Lee, L-E Lee. Date of birth, 5/13/2021. This letter is being written to Dr. Stephanie Doe. First name is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Last name is Doe, D-O-Doe. Address 1693 Flanagan Drive, F-L-A-N-I-G-A-N Drive, Suite 100, San Jose, California, 95121. Telephone number 408-274-3881. Fax number 408-274-9053. Dear Dr. Stephanie Doe, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, last name Doe, D-O-Doe, thank you for asking me to see this 13-month-old little girl in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Sophia has been having recurring rashes, which are pruritic and quite erythematous. Please strike out the word red, which are quite pruritic and erythematous. E-R-Y-T-H-E-M-A-T-O-U-S, period. Recent family feels she may be having more rashes with exposure to eggs and perhaps shrimp, period. She has eaten catfish and salmon without any problem, period. She can eat vegetable fruits and drink milk without any problem, period. Overall, she is growing quite well. There is no history of any coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, or angioedema, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. There is no history of any emergency room visit or hospitalization for any allergy-related problems, period. She is growing normally, period. Her sleep is quite normal, period. There is no exposure to any pets, period. Mother has used Aveeno cream with some benefit, period. I was able to review some cell phone pictures, and there were a few urticarial lesions with some eczematous rashes with excoriation, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant child who had dry skin, period. No other active lesions were seen on exam, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of dry skin, eczema, and also food allergies that could be associated with this problem, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I recommended, number one, some RAS testing to certain common foods that probably could result in eczema, eczema rashes, period. However, the family did not show for a follow-up appointment and did not go to lab for any RAS testing, period. I am hopeful that she is doing well, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dry skin. Number two, low-grade eczema. My treatment plan, use appropriate moisturizers and any creams that might be necessary for active eczema lesions. Number two, she should certainly avoid any foods that might be resulting in obvious rashes, period. Certainly, I would be very happy to see her whenever she can get some lab tests done, and perhaps then we could render a complete advice and institute appropriate management period. Overall, I believe she should do well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Sophia Lee.